Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I was going to bring my cell phone up here today as kind of a prompt, but I decided to leave it in my office because if I had, I probably would have left it here because that's just how I work. But I thought back, and I think we can all share this memory. It may be profound, it may not. But the day when we were all exposed to our first computer. I was told I needed a computer in the home. Not necessarily for myself, but I had kids that were learning this in high school and in school, and I needed to get this computer. So I got the computer. And I remember the day we set it up, and I don't remember much after that because I think I used it to play solitaire. I learned one game on it, and that's what I did. If I turned it on, it was because I was extremely bored and I played solitaire. Well, then came a day when I served a small congregation, a church, a little church in Iron Ridge that had no resources. Well, even though I didn't know how to operate it, the computer became basically the church's computer because we had to generate bulletins and different types of things, the same thing we do here. So I journeyed a little further into how to work these things, but only as far as I had to. I didn't go any farther. Just wasn't something that I was comfortable with. And then the day came where I moved to northern Wisconsin. And the corporation that I worked for, they handed me my first laptop. Now, you'd think you'd be excited about that, right? I took it with the guy said all the blood ran out of my face. He said, this will make such a difference in your business, such a difference in your life. This is going to be your key to success. And he said, you'll be amazed at what it gives to you. And I was. I should have bought stock in Bayer aspirin because all it ever gave me was a headache for the first 3 or 4 years. But what I came to realize is that that was a tool. That when it came down to doing what I did as a salesman, it was still about people. It was still about one-on-one. I struggled to use the tool, but learned how to do it in time, never forgetting what was important. And it wasn't how fast I could do something or how fast the company could do it or how much money it made me. It was about a tool that helped the people that I was calling on. It took a while for that process in my head to evolve, but that's really what it was. When it became that, and it became about something other than my own benefit, miraculously, the tool became easier to use, and it became more important. Now, 16 years later, technology surrounds us and is around us. There are often people that we have known where they have been just engulfed by it. They have been taken over by it, that it drives them to success. And if they can't do it on their own, they pay somebody to do the technology for them to drive them to success. And there isn't anything wrong with that. There's a lot of good things in that. But yet at the same time, it can leave you feel hollow and empty because at the end, that's really all there is. All there is the material things that are left from what you've built, from what you think you created. And yet someday all of that will either be gone or it will belong to someone else. That's just the way life works. In today's gospel, Judas, being who Judas is, says, why was that wasted? That 300 denarii would have done so much good for the poor. Now let's for an instant think that Judas is sincere. 300 denarii would have done an awful lot for the poor, but only temporarily. What Judas didn't realize is that the real treasure, the real goal, was sitting at the table. That the real precious treasure, what should lead us in everything that we do, was sitting there being anointed for his death. Judas traveled with Jesus, but he still didn't get it, unfortunately for him, because ultimately it led to his own demise. But that was the reason. Christ sat before him. Christ was leading. Christ was there. There isn't anyone, I think, that says it better than Paul, because Paul, unlike the rest of the disciples, comes from an entirely different background, a persecutor of the church. In today's lesson, by his own admission, he saw life from a completely different angle. He had a checklist from a child on that if you wanted to be successful, if you wanted to be important, if you wanted to be righteous within the law, these were the boxes you checked. This is what you did. And he did them. And he was really good at all of them. Only to be confronted by Christ and to realize what truly is the goal. What is the true treasure? What is most important? And in understanding that, looks at what he has as loss. Nothing can measure up. Nothing is no longer important, whether it be physical, monetary, or what he has up here. It matters not without Christ. Christ needs to be at the forefront and to lead. Because in the law there is no righteousness, there is no redemption, but in Christ there is. So Paul was called to take this message to people that we lead life with Christ at the forefront. Now, to reemphasize something that I think is very important, we all have lives to live, we all have gifts. We all have jobs to do. We'll be job creators. We'll be successful monetarily. Others will simply just be who they are. But in all of this, these things are all important. And I don't want to diminish that. For the successful people, they create things. Take, for instance, modern medicine. I don't know if modern medicine is going to make us live one day longer, but it struggles to maintain our quality of life while we live. But we don't believe in modern medicine. We look at that as a tool and a gift from God. And it's important. So it's not to be minimized. Nor is financial success where it's reinvested to create jobs for people and to help people and the human spirit to invigorate it and to lift people to a different place in their life. To be thankful, and also to be part of the solution to help other people who can't do that. There's a lot of good that comes out of that, but it cannot be what we live for. In doing what we do, and oftentimes in doing what we do so well, we always need to remember that Christ is in the lead. That what we do is a response to the love of God in Christ. That we lead with a ministry of Him first. Successes or failures matter not. We lead with Him first. Paul says, all of these things behind me are loss. I don't look at the things that we accomplish in our life as loss if they have invigorated us in our own spiritual journey and helped others do the same. But you do need to keep them in their place. To not make them more important than anything but your Lord standing in front of you and leading this journey on earth. Paul says, what is behind me is behind me. But I take what's in front of me in Christ, the gifts and tools given to him by God himself, and I strive forward. In all that he does, it is to strive forward so that he may hear the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. That would be a great place to say amen. Probably should have. Everybody's nodding. Yeah, Bill, that was a good place to close it out. Lent is about these things, folks. Lent is about a look back. Lent is about a look at the good. And not so good. Lent is about refocusing on what is important, truly important. And that is the sacrifice Christ made to lead us in a life full of Him, led by Him, that may be shared with others. Run the race with me. Put the things that truly mattered behind you. Take hold of Christ with both hands and strive for the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. I invite you to rise as you are comfortable and join in the hymn of the day. Seeking the grace, mercy, and love of Almighty God, we offer our prayers for the church, for people in need, and for all creation. Each prayer petition today will end with the words, "Hear us, O God, please respond with your mercy is great." God of resurrection and new life, inspire your church to reconsider what makes us holy. When we focus on our own piety and other sins, show us Christ's faithfulness. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord, whenever destruction by